Well, first of all, I have to say that the Irish Times article this morning is totally false and inaccurate in its representation of our meeting yesterday evening, our weekly parliamentary party meeting. So the position, as far as I'm concerned, as I stated to Nigel Delaney earlier in the week and indeed Claire and your news team since, that my personal position in voting no was just that, personal view, and that now we all have a legislative responsibility to see the legislation through. And that's what was reflected last evening at the meeting. So the Irish Times are inaccurate, and I'm in contact with them so that they can correct the matter.
Was there a move to have a whip imposed?
No, absolutely not. Nor will there be a need to, because to my mind, most will, like I, not have a difficulty in separating their personal view and their personal franchise on this matter from their legislative responsibilities. And their legislative responsibilities were follow from the emphatic outcome where the people spoke, and the outcome was very clear last Saturday, and that's what will transpire. So it was a discussion about that, and when the legislation is published, just like all legislation, it'll go through the senior spokesman, and people can feed in any thoughts on improving the legislation, adding to the legislation in the normal way, and that was the nature of the discussion last evening. So the complexion of the article in the Irish Times today is one which is false and inaccurate.
And when the legislation or proposed legislation is published and it proposes what's described as unrestricted abortion for up to 12 weeks, is that something yourself and the majority of other Fianna Fáil TDs will or will not have a problem with?
We'd be reading the legislation, of course, when it comes, but the reality is, you know, people didn't vote blind on the weekend. I mean, much of the debate over the last 3 months, which, as I said, I felt that civil society protagonists were best to lead the debate on both sides. They did so. They did it very well, and to be congratulated for their efforts. And much of the debate was centred around the heads of the bill, which the government were promoting, which was quite specific on matters to do with what the legislation will look like. So you have a legislative responsibility now rather than a personal view, and that has the way that it must play out. I mean, obviously, it provides an opportunity within legislation to provide additional supports to people who have an alternative view to termination in terms of perinatal care and support for crisis pregnancy in a better way than currently exists, and it will provide the opportunity to do that too, one hopes. So, no, I don't think there's going to be an issue. I think that there are aspects of the media, not your good selves in Ocean, who are trying to portray this as a defining political split in the party, whereas if you go back to 2013, the party were very clear about what they were going to do on this matter, which was to allow the space for people to have their personal view, campaign or not, as they wished. And that ended with the referendum on Saturday, where people took their personal views, some on the no side, some on the yes side, and people have spoken. But now, as a democratic party, and I as a Democrat, like my colleagues, have legislative responsibilities and obligations, and we'll see those through so that all women in Ireland and all families can be adequately cared for and provided for in line with their own will, as we saw at the weekend. I look forward to doing that in line with my responsibilities in the months ahead.